Yep, here we are. It is time for the good stuff, and we so appreciate you joining us. Going to talk a little bit about longstanding supporter Tri-State Livestock News. Did you know they are your trusted source for all things agriculture? Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read, and they're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Visit tsln.com to find out more.
Well, this vacation season is probably past us, but next year will be coming up again. So check things out at visitvalentine.com or maybe plan an ice fishing trip to the Valentine area for this winter. Maybe a spring turkey hunt, something like that, or a family vacation, golf outing, something like that next summer. Where do you start? Well, that's easy. You go to visitvalentine.com and check out 50 things to do, and that'll lead you right down the path to find a nice trip here in the Valentine area. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you.
Our goal leading up to Veterans Day is to have a little something in every Good Stuff program, sharing, encouraging, and honoring veterans. So this is one that the author is unknown. I now know why men who have been to war yearn to reunite. Not to tell stories or look at old pictures, not to laugh or weep. Comrades gather because they long to be with the men who once acted at their best. Men who suffered and sacrificed, who were stripped of their humanity. I did not pick these men. They were delivered by fate and the military. But I know them in a way I know no other men. I have never given anyone such trust. They were willing to guard something more precious than my life. They would have carried my reputation, the memory of me. It was part of the bargain we all made, the reason we were so willing to die for one another. As long as I have memory, I will think of them all, every day. I am sure that when I leave this world, my last thought will be of my family and my comrades. Such good men. Again, author unknown.
Lest we forget about our redneck friends, okay? From Denny, okay? Rednecks are good at that sensitive stuff. And here's proof.
Oh, indeed.
Three rednecks were working on the Bell South Tower. Steve, Bruce, and Jed. Steve falls off and is killed. And unfortunately, he's killed instantly. As the ambulance takes the body away, Bruce says, hey, someone should go and tell his wife. Jed says, okay, I'm pretty good at that sensitive stuff. I'll do it. 2 hours later, he comes back carrying a case of Budweiser. Bruce says, where did you get that, Jed? Steve's wife gave it to me, Jed replies. What? That's unbelievable. You told the lady her husband was dead and she gave you beer? Well, not exactly, Jed says. When she opened the door and I said to her, oh, you must be Steve's widow. And she replied, no, I'm not a widow. And I said, I'll bet you a case of Budweiser you are.
Oh, that's just nasty.
That's nasty.
That's just nasty.
So sensitive.
Oh, yeah. That's so not. Oh, Jim Thompson, the great Jim Thompson, sent this to us. It's if you grew up in South Dakota.
Oh, more of those.
Yeah. Every wedding dance you have ever been to has the hokey pokey and the chicken dance.
Absolutely.
Indeed. And if you grew up in South Dakota, your definition of a small town is one that only has one bar.
I got a question for you about the hokey pokey and the chicken dance.
Okay.
So before recorded music, when they did all those things live, did they live perform the chicken dance and the hokey pokey?
I have no clue.
I don't either. So did some band actually learn how to do that during their sets?
When did they even start? How old is the hokey pokey and how old is the chicken dance?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. If you have an answer, right. Let us know.
What else do you have there?
Well, if you grew up in South Dakota, the gas station sells live bait.
Most likely.
I only have a couple left. At least twice a year, some part of your home doubles as a meat processing plant.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. And if you grew up in South Dakota, you think the start of pheasant season or the Vikings going to the Super Bowl is a national holiday.
Deer season could fall in there, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for sending that, Jim.
And if you have something you'd like to share on the good stuff, include the author, if you know who it is, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to the good stuff.